Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesarino back here with our Survivor exit interview for episode number 7 of Survivor David versus Goliath. Today we're going to be talking with Elizabeth Olsen, who was voted out of the tribe by a unanimous vote, but there were a lot of fireworks that went into that tribal council before we got to the results. So a lot of stuff to unpack today with Elizabeth. Very much looking forward to this exit interview here today, of course. Last night, I thought that we had a really great Survivor Know-It-Alls last night, where there was a lot to get into from this episode between all of the maneuvering that went into that vote. Had a lot of fun getting into it all with Stephen Fishback. And so if you've listened to it, I hope you enjoyed that one. And if you haven't, I highly suggest you check that out. Later on today, I'm going to be talking with Kellen Bechtold about everything going on here at the Survivor Merge. And then tomorrow, I will be chatting with the Mayo of Slamtown, Nick Majorano, to get into everything in terms of your feedback. So get those questions in. Don't wait around this week. robhasawebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP to call in your questions. Of course, you can email either of those shows, survivor@robhasawebsite.com. We're going to get to our exit interview and then some This Week in Survivor history. But now let's get to the main course of our merge feast here today. And that would be Elizabeth Olsen, who's here on the line. Elizabeth, are you there?
Good morning to you. I've got a good old Texas cold in November, the day after I got voted off. But other than that, I'm Peachy King Hunky Dory.
Okay. All right. Well, hope the cold doesn't hold you back too much, because we have a lot to talk about after that tribal council last night.
I ain't a wuss. I'm ready for you.
Okay, good. All right. So there was a lot that Stephen and I were trying to make sense of last night. And so I was hoping that from your perspective, you could just walk us through the events of that final night in the game, starting with that conversation that you had with Angelina. Could you just give us your perspective on how the rest of the day unfolded?
Right before tribal council, which is an important detail that the viewer could miss, Angelina nabs me and she's like, "Hey, come meet me on the trail in a few minutes to the well." And I was like, "Okay, sweet." And at that point, I had already built a relationship with her a little bit. You know, we'd had several conversations, just like heart-to-heart conversations, not necessarily strategy, but that was kind of my goal, was to have as many of those kinds of conversations as possible going into the merge. So I was assuming it was probably going to be a strategic conversation, because she looked kind of serious. So, you know, I meet her on the trail, and she tells me what you see. And she's like, "So do you have an idol? Like, you can play it tonight?" And I was like, "No, I don't have an idol." She's like, "What about if you could pretend to have an idol?" And I was like, "Dude, I'm not good at poker. If I thought I had a chance at bluffing my way through a fake idol, I would. But I'm about as genuine as they come, and people will be able to see right through that." So she was like, "Well, then, I guess you're going home, because, you know, it's you." And I was like, "All right, well, whatever." And I'm thinking, as I'm walking away, I'm like, "Shoot." But then I'm like, "Why did she tell me this?" Like, and it's dawning on me. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, she's like patting my back on my way out the door so that she'll get the vote at the end." And I'm like, "Man, like that jerk." And she thinks I'm that stupid. And then, as I'm walking to my confessional right before tribal, like, they left me for last. And Gabby's like, what did you say to Angelina? What did Angelina say to you?" And I was like, "Yeah, they're voting me out." She's like, "Dude, we got a gun for Angelina." At that point, so it was Gabby's idea to be gunning for Angelina. I was so upset that I wasn't even thinking clearly at that point, which I should have thought of that on my own, but Gabby was gracious enough to steer me back in the right direction. But at that point I had been gunning for Dan, but also there, Allison had said, told me, either as a Goliath or Strike Force, I'm not sure who she was speaking on behalf of, but yeah, the bullcrap lie was that Davey was the vote. And I was like, "That's a bunch of malarkey. Like, there ain't no way that these Goliaths are going to be voting for Davey. Like, they're not that stupid. They're gunning for me or Christian." And I didn't know who they were gunning for, but after that conversation with Angelina, it was clear that they were gunning for me. And so I was still very hopeful, especially after talking with Gabby, that I would be able to sway. I only needed one to sway, or so I thought, to get the votes on a Goliath or Angelina. And so with Angelina kind of digging a hole for herself, I thought it was the prime opportunity to pounce on that. And so that's what kind of went down, was that tribal. But what they didn't show was Carl. I was going around whispering to people too. And when I get down to Carl, Carl's like, Elizabeth, I don't want to even hear it. Like, I don't want to talk to you. And I'm like, wait, what the crap? Like, what's going on here? Like, I felt like I had swung Alec to vote Angelina and potentially Allison, because Allison, as the viewer could see, was really pissed that the whole conversation happened with me and Angelina. She was really mad at Angelina. She saw right through it, and she's the one who said it first. I didn't even have to say it. That Angelina was trying to garner jury votes and pandering to the jury as I'm on my way out the door. And so at that point in the game, before I talked to Carl, whispered in his ear, I was like, man, like this is the chance, a real fighting chance that Angelina's actually going home tonight. But when my own tribe mate shut me down very loudly so others could hear, I think that shattered everybody else's confidence that they were like, well, wait a minute. Why would we vote out Angelina if the Davids aren't even on board? Like, they couldn't risk that. And so I blame my demise 100% on Carl. And, but he was playing the game. And, I mean, I felt like me and Carl kind of clashed from day one, but I'm a redneck, and rednecks don't let that bother them. You know, you're like, well, yeah, you might not be chummy, but you can still work together and get the job done. And that's kind of how I would have defined my relationship with Carl. I had no idea he was throwing my name underneath the bus, dragging me through the dirt from moment number one at the merge. And a little bit of poison goes a long way in Survivor. And he was definitely poisoning those waters. And so I don't think I actually, because of Carl, had much of a chance, which is unfortunate. And I had my fair share in that me and Carl thing, you know, like he was irritated about the whole bed situation, rightfully so. I mean, I was irritated rightfully so as well, but I was being more rational than he was. So, okay.
Let's come back to Carl, because I want to know about the rest of the Davids. So you felt like that the Davids were all on board, that the Davids actually were going to go through with this plan. Because I was wondering last night, because the strike force talked about from when we saw in the episode, well, maybe let's let a couple of Davids go by the wayside and then we will make our move. And so it was hard to tell whether people like Gabby were actually on board with this idea to, hey, let's get Angelina out now, or if they were just going through the motions because they were part of this new strike force, which had a plan to let some Davids go and get voted out these first couple of votes.
Yeah, well, if you look at the numbers with the strike force, which I was unaware of, if you look at the numbers, there was three of the six Davids were in that. So they're saying, well, let's get rid of a couple of the Davids. Well, there's three options for a couple: Elizabeth, Davey, and Carl. And so there really wasn't very many options. And Gabby did not want her first option to be me. Christian did not want his first option to be me, because I had better connections with them than the other two. And Nick had, at that point, he and I were decently close, but not real close. I didn't reconnect with him, which is a huge downfall that I had in the merge.
The thoroughbreds.
I didn't reconnect with him. Yeah, I didn't reconnect that as closely as I should have. Not that I wasn't wanting to, but I was so focused on my strategy of keeping my enemies close, mm-hmm. closer than my friends sometimes, that it really kind of bit me in the butt. So I think Nick might have been like, okay, cool, Carl don't like Elizabeth, so I think that maybe that's a better bet. Because at that point, I think I was playing a more strategic game than Carl or Davey either. So, like, I guess if you're going to have to get rid of one, I don't know. There's a million ways to look at it.
Did you feel especially betrayed by Alec, who we saw when Kara was trying to, you know, stir the pot? You said, look, I'm going to keep Alec. I think that Alec needs the Davids, and that's somebody who I want to keep in, you know, close to. And then he was the one who went and told Dan that you were the one that was saying his name, and seemed like that really got the ball rolling to getting your name on the chopping block.
Yeah, I think that played a factor, but I think that Alec was already hearing from not just me, but he was hearing from like Carl that I should go. And so there was, like I said, poison goes a long way in this game. And so I wasn't bitter. I'm not a bitter person. People are playing the game Survivor. I signed up to be on Survivor, and there's going to be backstabbing. Duh. It's easier for me to be backstabbed than to do the backstabbing. And I didn't realize that going into the game, that it was going to be that way, but that's how it played out clearly. And it was hard for me. Like, it was like, which I was so surprised of, because I can sit back and analyze and be like, yes, this is the right thing to do. But when it's somebody that you, and Angelina, I have no loyalty or ties to her whatsoever. But it still was hard for me to throw her name underneath the bus at that tribal. Mm-hmm. It was extraordinarily hard. And that was a surprise to me. But as far as the Alec thing goes, no, man, I'm proud of him for playing the game. But it took me by surprise. I thought that was probably my biggest misread in the game, was I thought he was on board with me. Like, I really did, which is why I told him about Dan. But I think that he really was considering working with me. I just think that the Carl poison was effective. And with that, too, there was also something that didn't get shown, was that one of the conversations on VTube that I had with Kara was, Kara had mentioned being willing to vote out Alec. And you always say yes when someone says something to you, you know? You're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, hardly ever do you say, oh, I don't think that's a good idea, you know? Like, you know? And so I was like, yeah, okay, let's get Alec out. Well, I'd forgot that I'd said that. And so Alec at Colo Colo was like, so have you ever thrown my name out there? And I was like, me? I was like, no, I've never talked about voting you out, which I didn't initiate the conversation Kara had, but I did. I remembered later. Oh my gosh, I freaking lied to Alec about that. I did mention it at one time to Kara. And so I'm like lying, not knowing, but I'm lying to Alec. And because I didn't remember that I was lying, I was very convincing. And I think that scared him a little bit too.
Okay.
So there were several things that happened, that were, you know, potentially could have changed the game. I don't know if they for sure would have, but, I misread Alec for sure, which was hard.
Did you know at the time that you were getting on Carl's nerves?
Yeah, I think I'm okay. This is the thing. I did not know that he thought I was a know-it-all.
Right, true.
Yeah, you're on Survivor. There better be some know-it-alls. You got to know how to play the game. But he was pretty good at poisoning the water, and I wasn't. I did not perceive myself as a know-it-all. But I did know I'm annoying. Yeah, I told Jeff Probst that from when I was in L.A. I was like, dude, I can be annoying, man. I can rub people the wrong way. I'm balls to the wall, and some people don't mesh well with that, you know? But Alec was chill, and I got along great with him, you know? Like, so I can get along with some chill people, but for whatever reason, me and Carl were like oil and water, you know? Like, I mean, it was just irritating being around him.
All right, tell me about the bed. Did you ever finish making the bed and splitting the bamboo?
Well, that was over 24 hours that happened, and so they consolidated a whole bunch of hoopla into a few minutes and tried to make sense of it for the viewer. It was way more complicated. We don't even have time today to get into all that. But the first night, it was about half and half. Half the bed, which was definitely not a good solution, but when the sun's setting, it's what we had. And it felt like the next morning when everybody was pissed off because it wasn't finished, and they're like, man, that sucked. Your idea sucked, Elizabeth. I was like, yeah, well, it wasn't finished. Let's finish it, and then we'll see if my idea sucks, you know? But they're judging whether or not the car drives or the wheels ain't even on there, you know?
Right.
Like, you got to finish
progress.
The project. Yes, and they were so dumb, it felt like, that they couldn't see that, and I was just real frustrated. And then Davey told me to come fix it back the other way while I was trying to oh, man, nobody tells me what to do. So when Davey told Alec to come tell me what to do, I just came unglued. And I shouldn't have. Of course I shouldn't have. And it bit me in the butt in the end because, like, Carl just decided then and there. He just didn't like me. To me, let's talk about the bed a little bit longer, because for me, it was more than the bed. For real, though. And, like, Angelina with the jacket thing, it's more than the jacket. Because these little advantages, for me, it was the bed because I was losing sleep, and the lack of sleep was affecting my ability to process information and strategize. Like, I could feel my brain turning to mush and being like, wow, I can't think as clearly. I can't remember my conversations as well. Like, I can't think about who I should, what my plan should be as well. And I was like, man, my brain is shutting down. And it's not because I'm not eating, but it's because I'm lacking sleep. And so for me, I had tried tactfully to get the bed situation resolved over and over again, even while Natalia was still in the game. But I felt like my tribe was being lazy and didn't want to do it. Not that they were resisting the change. They just didn't want to put forth the effort. And so finally I was like, well, I'm just going to do it. And so, because it felt like it was my game on the line. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but like the elements, as you know, they play a factor, and something that might seem irrational sitting on the couch, for me, it felt like my $1 million was resting upon my ability to sleep more.
I get it. Elizabeth, I have so much more to get to with you, but I know that we're out of time. You got a lot of people to talk to today, but I think you are a lot of fun to talk to. I don't think you're annoying, and I hope that one day we can talk more about all of this.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Take care. All the best, Elizabeth.
All right. Appreciate you.
Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Elizabeth Olsen, she was wound up, had a lot to say about this vote, and I can't blame her. So a lot of stuff, you know, we got some answers to some questions and a little bit of clarity on what was going on there last night, and still a lot to talk about with this episode of Survivor. But we're going to get to next up our This Week in Survivor History quiz. But first, I'm very excited to have with me here in the studio to talk with us briefly about our sponsor here today for this episode of The Exit Interview. And that would be the First Lady of Podcasting, Nicole Sestrina. Nicole, how are you?
I am fantastic.
Very nice to have you here. And hopefully we'll catch up a little bit about the Survivor episode, maybe in the Kellen podcast.
Is Kellen today?
Kellen is today.
Oh, you're a lucky guy.
Okay, that's coming up later. But Nicole, all right, let's talk about Rothy's, because Rothy's are a new shoe sponsor, which are stylish, sustainable, and comfortable enough to wear every day. A lot of people don't know this, that Nicole's Twitter handle used to be Nicole Loves Shoes. She is an authority on shoes. What could you tell us? What do you like Rothy's?
I like them because they don't make me look frumpy.
Okay, that's good. I think a lot of people might not know that Rothy's is a company that makes flats out of recycled plastic water bottles. So there were too many water bottles.
I always feel guilty every time I use a water bottle, but when I'm wearing these shoes, I don't feel guilty anymore.
Now don't, because Rothy's has taken the water bottles and they turn them into shoes. And so they are the everyday flat for life on the go. Stylish, classic, comfortable, and comes in four fashionable styles: the flat, the point, the loafer for women and girls. And they just recently launched the sneaker, Nicole.
I know. I want to check out the sneakers.
Check out the shoes. You're going to want to tell every woman you know. Is that true?
I think so. You know, I think even Meghan Markle wears them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. How did you know that?
I know things.
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that is true. Meghan Markle wore them, and they are machine washable. So face it. Look, the shoes get dirty. Okay. You throw these in the wash. They're good. Don't put them in the dryer, just in the washing machine, and they will come out perfect. It will blow your mind that they're made out of recycled plastic water bottles, because they're the softest shoe that you put on your feet. Confirm that?
You know, I was a little nervous that when I was going to put them on, it felt like I had my foot in a water bottle, like a plastic crunch, crunch, crunch.
No, that's not what it's
it's not.
All right. Nicole loves her Rothy shoes that she got to try out. You will too. Is that confirmed?
It is confirmed. I got a really nice gray pair, and they're super comfortable.
Right now, Rothy's has a great deal for our listeners. Use promo code Rob to get free shipping, no minimum. So free shipping, free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. Go to Rothy's.com. That's Rothy's.com. Enter promo code Rob to get your cute shoes and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, and free shipping. Get yourself a pair today. Rothy's.com. Promo code Rob. Get this deal while it lasts. Are you jealous that it's not promo code Nicole?
I'm a little annoyed.
Sorry. Well, look, you know, we can't be changing the promo codes around. Promo code Rob. Nicole, thank you so much for coming up here and talking with me. And then we'll check in with you in the Kellen podcast as well.
Yeah, tell Kellen I said hi.
I will. You'll be on that podcast.
I will.
So you can just say it again.
I am?
Yes. I'm talking. This is the exit interview.
I know, but I didn't know I was talking to Kellen.
You're not, unless you're welcome
I'm so confused.
You're welcome to, but we had you up here to talk about the shoe sponsor. And now I'm going to get into This Week in Survivor History with Jordan Kalish, but you're going to come.
And I'm not doing that.
No, definitely not. That's my cross to bear.
Okay.
And then you'll come back later when we talk to Kellen.
Am talking to Kellen?
You're going to be doing, just like you did a commercial right now, you're going to be on a commercial in the Kellen podcast.
Okay, that's all you had to say.
Why is this so confusing? You're welcome to talk to Kellen.
Okay, I'm not confused about my shoes though, okay?
All right, thank you. Thank you for making this so much more complicated. All right, Nicole, I love you. Have a wonderful day.
Twish.
Yes, that's right. This week in Survivor history, the quiz, highly anticipated quiz every single week between me and a guest hosted by this man. Please welcome in the great Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
I am doing well, Rob. Glad to be back. Another loss, unfortunately, for you this season, Rob, as Mario Lanza was able to take you down last week.
Okay, yeah. We don't need the reset. I think that people are... It's a new week, right?
Trying to get back off the schneid. But I will say, though, it's tough to go against these Survivor historians. Mario Lanza knows his stuff for sure. And we have another great guest this week.
And we will get to her in 1 second. But you know, the weeks after I win, you don't come on and say, hey, great win again last week, Rob. You really beat the pants off Brett LaBelle last week. Way to go.
I think I've done that before. I've spoken about the wins.
I don't think I've ever heard great win in the following week.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I hear you talk about, you know, great questions and remember that time with Blake Towsley. That you bring up and when I lose, but when I win, we'll see. All right, we'll see how that goes and we'll see what's to come next week. But Jordan, tell us about who you've brought with us today.
Okay, I know a couple weeks ago you said that we weren't going to have any more pairs here on RHAP, but I decided to break that rule once again. So today we have somebody who has been messaging me on social media saying, basically trash talking you, Rob, and saying that I beat Rob every week. I am going to destroy Rob if I go on the This Week in Survivor History quiz. And I say that this person is a pair because she is the mother of the first patron baby who is with her right now. We have Megan Yost.
Hi,
Megan. How are you?
I think this is a little exaggerated, yeah, that of this trash talk, but I'll go with
okay.
it.
Okay. Megan, did you sign off on everything in that introduction?
No, but it's okay. I did tell him I'm very good with Guatemala, but other than that.
Okay. Well, Megan, again, congratulations to you and Paul on your expected baby. Have you ever been described as a pair before? I don't think that's right.
No, I have not, but I'll go with it.
Okay.
There is two of us. He's seen some Survivor, kind of not really. Okay. Yeah.
So he can't help. He can't give you any answers. That's completely off board.
Okay, so Megan and her baby in utero are taking me on in the This Week in Survivor History quiz.
We're ready for you.
That's what's going on here today. All right. Now, Megan, what, you feel confident?
I am not a historian like Mario Lanza, but I feel like I'm somewhere between him and Brett LaBelle.
Okay. So for the listeners who may not know you from any of the patron groups or anything like that, tell us a little bit about your Survivor knowledge.
Well, I've been watching obsessively since I was 10, and I just love Survivor, and I've been a big podcast supporter and a patron since almost the very beginning, four years now. And yeah, love the podcast, love Survivor.
Very excited to have you here with us today, Megan. And this is really... I'll get no credit from people if I really beat up on a pregnant woman on a This Week in Survivor History quiz, right?
That's true.
Okay. All right. But I will not, you know, for the honor of the quiz, I can't just lay down and give it to you, Megan. I have to try my best.
I would expect nothing less.
Okay. All right. Jordan, can you tell us about what we're going to be talking about today?
All right. So as always, I have four multiple choice questions prepared for the two of you. As you guys, I'm sure, know, but at this point, on any of these questions, you can forgo your multiple choice options. And if you're correct in that case, you'll receive 2 points. However, if you do that, your opponent will be able to steal a point if they are correct. If you choose to hear the multiple choice options and you are correct, you get 1 point. Any incorrect answer, obviously, is 0 points. You cannot lose points on the quiz. And then at the end, we'll go to the death match, which is a round in which both of you can receive up to 3 points. So here are the four categories for today for the multiple choice questions.
Megan, you got all that?
I got all of that. I mean, I know the rules change a little bit sometimes, but
I feel like they get more confusing every time Jordan explains
it's
what the rules are.
It's the same rules.
I feel like that we could explain the rules for the quiz in like 10 seconds.
Relax, Esther Nina.
The death match isn't the death match. I got it. I'm ready.
What if it's a first time listener? How are they supposed to understand what's going on?
Jordan's going to ask 4 questions. You could either guess or get the multiple choice. And if you guess, the other person can steal. You get 2 points if you guess and 1 point if you hear the multiple choice.
Okay. That's true. So now we've said the rules twice. So here are the four categories. Here are the four categories for the questions that we have here today. We have Morette Than We Bargained For, Outcasts, Savage Burn, and The Popular Vote.
I'll go with Outcast.
Okay, so we're going to go to Survivor Pearl Islands. And by the way, we're covering all of these come from Merge episodes, honoring the Merge that is that you guys actually saw yesterday on Survivor David versus Goliath. So we have Survivor Pearl Islands. This episode is called What the Part 2 from November 6, 2003, 15 years ago this past Tuesday. In the Pearl Islands Merge episode, Burton and Lil were given something better than roses. They were given a chance to re-enter the game so fresh, so clean by being voted back in by their fellow outcasts. However, not everyone was able to say hey ya to their former castmates. Who are the only two outcasts not to receive more than one vote during the special tribal council?
More than one vote.
Who are the only two not to receive more than one vote during the outcast tribal council?
It's Nicole, Ryan, Lil, Burton, Michelle, Trish. I'll say Trish.
So you're answering two people who are the only two outcasts not to receive. And of course, you could always hear the multiple choice options if you feel like you need them.
I will say Trish and Nicole.
Trish and Nicole, final answer?
Yes.
Unfortunately, that is not correct. So since you went for two, Rob, you have a chance to steal here.
Okay. I will say...
Really narrowed it down for you there.
Just thinking it through. Well, it doesn't mean that you didn't have one of them right. You have to get both of them right. So I'm going to go with, how about Nicole and Michelle?
Nicole and Michelle is also incorrect. So you each got one. It was actually Trish and Michelle. Nicole got two votes. She was the first one voted out. Rob, some people think that you're married to her. So you each get 0 points on that question. So nothing really going on there.
That was a pretty tough question, Jordan.
It was a tough question.
But and everyone's a nice person like Lil.
Very, very memorable person. Very memorable moment from Survivor history, that outcast vote. Never to be seen again. It was pretty interesting. So 0 points there. Rob, it is your turn to choose a question.
I'll go with the Morette category.
Okay, so we're going to Survivor Blood versus Water from the episode Skin of My Teeth from November 6, 2013, 5 years ago this past Tuesday. Right before the Blood versus Water merge, Laura Morette won the Redemption Island duel and re-entered the game. Who came in second to Laura in the challenge?
I am going to... I will guess. I will not use multiple choice, and I will say that it is... John Cody.
So John Cody was involved in that challenge. However, he came in third place. He was the first one to fall off the pole. It was actually Laura Bonham, who lasted a little bit longer than John Cody, and she came in second place. So Rob, you also... Oh,
too bad.
I was like, don't I get to steal it?
Oh,
that was supposed to... Okay, I have a backup question. I have a backup question here. This is fine.
I was like, wait, I thought I knew the rules.
Oh man, this is not good.
we're keeping all this.
Okay,
this I was going to guess John Cody anyways, but
this question never happened. This question is out. Rob, here is your question.
Okay, this is going to be called.
You already gave them set up the categories 3 times.
This question. This question is called Savage Burn 2.
You can keep it in. I don't care. Yeah. I can still come back.
Okay.
Megan can still come back. Oh, every time a Megan comes on this podcast, she gets screwed with the scoring system. So, Rob, you get 0 points there. As I gave up, as I should not have. Yes, Laura Bonham's came in second in that challenge. I think a lot of
Hold
people.
Hold on, Megan, did you know the answer to that John question?
No, I was going to say John Cody.
Okay. Even after I said John Cody.
Well, after you said John Cody, I don't know what I said. I didn't think that far because Jordan skipped me.
All right.
I skipped. That's I don't know. That's not Kayla's math. I don't know what that is. That was Kayla's oversight.
Too worried about getting all those outcast jokes into the question.
Well, that wasn't the question I messed up on. That one was fine. So, yeah. Megan, it is your turn here to pick the next category. So we have Savage Burn and we have the popular vote. Savage Burn 2 we'll save for next year.
I'll go with Savage Burn 1.
Okay. So we're going to that same episode of Pearl Islands with the Outcast twist. So right after the Pearl Islands merge feast, to whom from Drake does Lil hint to first that she'd be interested in turning on her former Morgan tribe mates?
I'll say Johnny Fairplay.
Johnny Fairplay. If you are wrong, per the rules of the quiz, Rob would get to steal, but you are correct. Rob does not get to steal. Good. Yes, one of the first person that you see talking to right after the feast is Johnny Fairplay. He's actually the one who the Morgans want to vote out there. But yeah, she goes to Fairplay, who was able to spread around to Rupert, and then finally she has a talk with Burton that she has no interest in working with the Morgans, who did not make her feel welcome when she went back to her old tribe. So Megan, you take a 2-0 lead, and Rob, we are going here to the popular vote. I have a feeling this might be somewhat of a controversial question as well. We'll see. I really like this question, but it's the only choice
boy.
Left. So you have to answer it. And this question, I'm not going to give you an episode name or when it's from. It actually has to do with many Survivor seasons from 2003 to last year. Before last night's episode of David versus Goliath, 8 merges occurred this week in Survivor history. 7 of them had tribal councils due to Julie's quit in San Juan del Sur. These 7 seasons included Pearl Islands, Vanuatu, Samoa, Blood versus Water, Cambodia, Millennials versus Gen X, and Heroes, Healers, Hustlers. Of the contestants voted out at the merge this week in Survivor history, who had the most votes cast against them at their boot tribal?
I'm looking for the contestant voted out at a tribal council with the most votes in...
The most votes out of these 7 merged tribal councils.
All right, can you give me the seasons one more time?
Yes, we have Pearl Islands, okay. Vanuatu, Samoa, Blood versus Water, Cambodia, Millennials versus Gen X, and Heroes, Healers, Hustlers.
Cambodia. All right. I think I have an answer.
Okay. What do you think the answer is? And you're not going to multiple choice here. So Megan will get the steal if you were incorrect.
Okay.
If you give me a chance.
I'll give Megan a chance after she got burned on the last time I guessed. Okay. I will go with Cambodia.
Cambodia, you would have to give the name of the merge.
Oh, I mean, this seems like if I gave you the season, I didn't give you the person too. I was a Chaos Cass.
Chaos Cass
McEwen in Survivor Cambodia, season 31 of Survivor.
So at the time, this was the largest tribe in Survivor history. First time we ever merged at 13. Unfortunately, you were not right. So Megan, you have the chance to steal.
Why couldn't I just say the season then if I wasn't right?
Hey, I wanted you to answer the question.
I think I have it, but can you repeat the seasons?
Yes, the seasons available. And again, you don't get the multiple choice, but I can repeat the seasons. We have Pearl Islands, Vanuatu, Samoa, Blood versus Water, Cambodia, Millennials versus Gen X, and Heroes, Healers, Hustlers.
I'm going to go with Samoa with Eric Cardona.
So Samoa with Eric Cardona, this was a 12 person merge, and this was a 10-2 vote where Shambo is the only one who joined Eric in voting for Jason. And you are correct, Megan. So you steal the point there. Very nice job. You have a 3-0 lead. I feel a little bit less bad about not letting you score the point.
I told you I'd come back.
It would have been a runaway, actually, going into the final round. With a 4-point lead, Rob would not have been able to catch up. But you have a 3-point lead here. So, Rob, you have a lot of work to do in this final round, and we're going to the death match. For this round, you must pick a number between 1 and 8. Each one corresponds with an immunity challenge that occurred during a Merge episode in Survivor history. I will read a description of the challenge, and you must answer with who won the challenge. Some of these challenges may have had two winners. In this case, you only need to give one of the winners to score a point. If immunity was given by the challenge winner to somebody else, the correct answer is still the person who actually won the challenge. Four answers will be given during this round, and if you're incorrect, you may not gain any more points unless we go to a tiebreaker. Therefore, if you're incorrect on your first response, you open the door for your opponent to gain 3 points in this round. If there's a tie after four answers, we'll go to a tiebreaker. So, Rob, you have to guess a number from pick a number from 1 through 8 here, and if you are wrong, Megan actually wins the quiz in the first round.
What did you think about the guy on Twitter who said that just one person should pick a number and then do straightforward right after that, and not have to re-pick a number?
I got his point. I got his point, but I like my way.
Because I feel like it adds like 5 minutes to the show of like, all right, what numbers have been taken before? Okay, all right. So I will go with number 2. And again, to reset the category here is you're going to tell me a season and I have to say who won immunity.
I'm going to tell you the season, read a short description of the challenge. It's actually the Wikipedia description of the challenge. And you have to tell me who won the tribal council, who won the challenge. That is the first after the merge. So okay. Millennials versus Gen X is number 2. It was a little hard. Millennials versus Gen X, number 2. The castaways balanced on a narrow perch with their hands above their heads, shackled to a bar attached to a bucket of water. If the bar was pulled downward, the bucket would drop and the castaway would be eliminated from the challenge. Who won this challenge?
And there's multiple choice?
No multiple choice.
Oh, my God. For some reason, I think that it was our own Jessica Lewis.
Jessica Lewis, Rob, unfortunately... not correct. Will Wall, who Adam Klein, the eventual winner of that season, wanted to vote for, the youngest contestant at the time ever in Survivor history, was would potentially have been voted out here, but he won immunity, spoiling Adam's plan. So Rob, you lose the quiz, but let's give one more question for Megan to really run away with.
Really rub it in, right?
Run up the score. Can't really score anymore. The official score is going to be 3-0 in this quiz if Rob's fact checker is listening, which I know he is. So Megan, pick a number from 1 through 8, but 2 is not there because we're not using, at least this week, we're not using the system from the guy on Twitter.
I'll go with 7.
Okay, 7 is San Juan del Sur. The castaways would balance a ball on a disc attached to knotted ropes, moving their hands up a knot every few minutes to increase difficulty. After 25 minutes, a second ball would be added. Castaways would be eliminated when a ball fell off their disc. This is, of course, a challenge that Jeff Probst has a lot of fun when he narrates.
This episode Julie went out.
Yeah, so that's actually a challenge that had no real bearing on the game because there was a quit.
I want to say Keith Nail.
Keith Nail, very strong challenge competitor on both of the seasons he was on, and that is correct. So, Megan, you did very well this game. You win the quiz. You run it up a little bit at the end, getting that final question correct.
One of the worst. Robert,
all my supposed smack talk paid off. Like
why?
I mean,
just because you got it wrong and Megan got it right?
I don't even think that people could play along with this one. I don't even know how Megan got Keith Nail on that one. I feel like
he's good with balls.
I feel like that at least that should be like was it this person or this person? Like, I mean, some of these seasons, if you just give the description of a challenge, I got to pick out of like 10 people.
If you don't know, Rob, you don't know.
If you don't know, you don't know. Yeah.
Hey, I will say this. When I was going through these, I thought it maybe would have been a little bit too easy if there was. Maybe it should have been like pick between 3 people. Because when I was looking at these, I got, I think, 6 out of 8 of these correct before I looked at the
result.
Well,
not everybody is, you know,
not
on top
tier,
of it
not
like
the
you are.
My own, hope. And yeah. Hey, no Guatemala questions, Rob, so you should actually be happy
about
this week.
I guess
that's a bummer because I really love Guatemala.
Small victory this week. Okay. All right, Megan, how will you celebrate your victory over me in the This Week in Survivor History quiz?
I mean, I'm probably just going to go celebrate by going to bed.
Okay. I mean, that's probably how most people
pregnant life.
Yeah, most people celebrate the this week in Survivor History Quiz. Okay, so I hope that this this win will be a blessing for your child.
I'm very excited. If someone told like 13-year-old Megan that I was gonna beat you in Survivor Trivia, I'd be pretty excited.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look. Hopefully,
they say it's good luck. They say it's good luck to win Twish when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
This will be the beginning of nothing but a lucky streak for your son one day.
I sure hope so.
Okay.
Right. Well, thank you for having me, Jordan and Rob.
Yes.
Yes, of course, Megan. Thanks for coming on.
Megan, if people want to follow you on social media, what's the best way for them to do that?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I'm on Megan Yostis. I don't do the Twitter. It's too overwhelming for me.
Yeah, I noticed that during my research. I was trying to find out who was the first person you ever followed, and it's nobody.
Oh, really? I don't follow anybody?
Well, are you even on the Twitter? I couldn't find you.
I am on Twitter, but I am probably hard to find. I don't know.
All right. Don't dox her on the show, Jordan. Okay. All right. Yeah. Megan, thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Jordan. And then before I let you go, let me just thank a sponsor, our friends over at betonline.ag. And while I did get shut out in the This Week in Survivor History Quiz, you know where I did not get shut out this week, Jordan?
Was it your football picks?
Yes. In the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge, your boy once again got 5 out of 5. Wow. Right.
I should be riding this momentum that you have. I should just be listening to your picks every week, putting lots of money on your picks. I think that would be a good strategy.
Look, it couldn't hurt. But yes, for the second consecutive week, I got 5 out of 5 games correctly. And so, all right, listen up. Here are the winners for week 10. Are you ready? You have a pen?
Yes, I have a pen.
So I'm taking the Rams over the Seahawks. Rams coming off a bad loss. I'm going to take the Chargers over the Raiders. I'm going to take the Packers over the Dolphins. For Jordan, I'll take the Jets over the Bills, and I'll make my lock of the week the Kansas City Chiefs over the Cardinals. Chiefs playing at home.
Okay, so I got to say, very very happy with your positivity on the Jets. After last week, I didn't think anyone would ever pick the Jets again, but I like the optimism.
If the Jets were playing one of the other 31 teams in the NFL, not at home against the Buffalo Bills, then I would not put them in my picks this week.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. I would say maybe the only team in the NFL that the Jets could beat right now, especially if they perform like last week.
All right. Well, if you are a big sports fan like Deese Goulish, you are loving life right now because it's the midway point in the NFL and the college football season where all the games are getting more and more important in the NFL. You got the Rams, the Saints, the Chiefs, and the Patriots looking like the teams to beat. In college football, Alabama has the best team in the country, while Notre Dame, Clemson, and UCF, yes, all undefeated and sitting in the top 10 as well. There's only one place to get in on all the action, betonline.ag. Don't wait any longer. Use promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus. That's PODCAST1 for a 50% sign-up bonus in the NBA. Milwaukee, Toronto, and the defending champs, Golden State Warriors, are starting off on a high note. And the NHL, Nashville, Toronto, and Pittsburgh are off to a hot start. Jordan, do you follow the NHL?
I do more than I used to. I've actually been going to a couple Rangers games lately. I have been watching. I don't watch too much regular season for like the other teams that aren't the Rangers, but I will watch some playoff hockey down the road. And I know Johnny DeSilvera, very, very happy about this, the fact that you're bringing up the Nashville Predators 2 weeks in a row now.
Yes. Don't miss out on any of the incredible action at betonline.ag. Use promo code PODCAST1 for a 50% sign-up bonus. Your online sportsbook experts and the exclusive partner of the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge. Hashtag fire Todd Bowles.
Yeah, and who would have thought the Golden State Warriors would be doing so well this season?
Yes, okay. Jordan, we had some ups and downs this week.
I disagree, but I think there were ups. I think for Megan, they were ups. I mean, look, I did mess up. Okay, there was one down. I did mess up on the rules of the quiz, but it didn't end up biting Megan, which is the first time a mistake that I've made has not ended up hurting a Megan on This Week in Survivor History.
Yeah. All right. Look, how's the feedback been?
Feedback's been great. Always positive.
Always positive?
Always positive.
There's no positive. Negative feedback whatsoever?
Has never been negative feedback.
Okay. All right. There you go. Jordan, thanks so much.
I turn the negative feedback into positive feedback in my head, and then I report on it on the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Jordan, we'll talk to you next week. Follow Jordan on Twitter. He is at Jordan Kalish. Take care, buddy. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Jordan Kalish, This Week in Survivor History, exit interview. We covered it all. First Lady of Podcasting, a jam-packed exit interview. Thanks to our sponsors here today. I just had our sponsors page updated. I know we give out a lot of offer codes. If you ever want to look anything up on the fly, people ask us for this all the time. We finally got around to getting it updated. RobHasAWebsite.com/sponsors uses a full list of all the different sponsors and promo codes for anything that we talk about on the podcast. We greatly appreciate when you give any consideration to the people that sponsor this show. So that's all very much appreciated. And that also has our links for Amazon.com. Included a members only jacket and a hard boiled egg cooker, available also on our link for our Amazon shop, available on the homepage of robhaswebsite.com or the short link amazon.com/shop/RHAP. I know the holiday shopping season is right around the corner. Also, right around the corner, my interview with Kellen Bechtold coming up later on today. Talk to her when she gets out of work on Thursday evening, coming up later on tonight. So I will be spending the day prepping for that and then getting ready for Nick Majorano here in the studio on Friday. So hopefully, just like we did with Bradley, I will have some video of my conversation with Nick. You can get your feedback questions in robhasawebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP, and you can email the show survivor@robhaswebsite.com. Thank you so much for making it all the way to the end of these voicemail podcasts. I greatly appreciate it. Talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.